don't think there's any need for language like that," said Madame Malkin, scurrying out from behind the clothes rack, holding a tape measure and a wand. "And I don't want wands drawn in my shop either," she added hastily, for a glance toward the door had shown her Harry and Ron both standing there with their wands out and pointing at Malfoy. Hermione, who was standing slightly behind them, whispered, "No, don't. Honestly, it's not worth it."
"Yeah, like you'd dare do magic out of school," sneered Malfoy. "Who blacked your eye, Granger? I want to send them flowers."
"That's quite enough," said Madame Malkin sharply, looking over her shoulder for support. "Madam, please."
Narcissa Malfoy strolled out from behind the clothes rack.
"Put those away," she said coldly to Harry and Ron. "If you attack my son again, I shall ensure that it is the last thing you ever do."
"Really?" said Harry, taking a step forward and gazing into the smoothly arrogant face that, for all its pallor, still resembled her sister's. He was as tall as she was now. "Going to get a few Death Eater pals to do us in, are you?" Madame Malkin squealed and clutched at her heart.
"Really, you shouldn't accuse. Dangerous thing to say. Wands away, please."
But Harry did not lower his wand. Narcissa Malfoy smiled unpleasantly.
"I see that being Dumbledore's favourite has given you a false sense of security, Harry Potter. But Dumbledore won't always be there to protect you."
Harry looked mockingly all around the shop.
"Wow, look at that. He's not here now, so why not have a go? They might be able to find you a double cell in Azkaban with your loser of a husband."
Malfoy made an angry movement toward Harry, but stumbled over his overlong robe. Ron laughed loudly.
"Don't you dare talk to my mother like that, Potter," Malfoy snarled. "It's all right, Draco," said Narcissa, restraining him with her thin white fingers upon his shoulder. "I expect Potter will be reunited with dear Sirius before I am reunited with Lucius."
Harry raised his wand higher.
"Harry, no,"
moaned Hermione, grabbing his arm and attempting to push it down by his side.
"Think, you mustn't. You'll be in such trouble."
Madame Malkin dithered for a moment on the spot, then seemed to decide to act as though nothing was happening in the hope that it wouldn't. She bent toward Malfoy, who was still glaring at Harry.
"I think this left sleeve should come up a little bit more, dear. Let me just... Ouch!"
bellowed Malfoy, slapping her hand away.
"Watch where you're putting your pins, woman. Mother, I don't think I want these anymore."
He pulled the robes over his head and threw them onto the floor at Madame Malkin's feet.
"You're right, Draco," said Narcissa, with a contemptuous glance at Hermione. "Now I know the kind of scum that shops here. We'll do better at Twilfit and Tattings."
And with that, the pair of them strode out of the shop, Malfoy taking care to bang as hard as he could into Ron on the way out.
"Well, really,"
said Madame Malkin, snatching up the fallen robes and moving the tip of her wand over them like a vacuum cleaner so that it removed all the dust. She was distracted all through the fitting of Ron's and Harry's new robes, tried to sell Hermione wizard's dress robes instead of witches, and when she finally bowed them out of the shop, it was with an air of being glad to see the back of them.
"Got everything?"
asked Hagrid brightly when they reappeared at his side.
"Just about," said Harry.
"Did you see the Malfoys?"
"Yeah," said Hagrid, unconcerned. "But they wouldn't dare make trouble in the middle of Diagon Alley, Harry. Don't worry about them."
Harry, Ron, and Hermione exchanged looks, but before they could disabuse Hagrid of this comfortable notion, Mr. and Mrs. Weasley and Ginny appeared, all clutching heavy packages of books.
"Everyone all right?" said Mrs. Weasley. "Got your robes? Right then, we can pop in at the apothecary and Eyelops on the way to Fred and George's. Stick close now."
Neither Harry nor Ron brought any ingredients at the apothecary, seeing that they were no longer studying potions, but both brought large boxes of owl nuts for Hedwig and Pigwidgeon at Eyelops Owl Emporium. Then, with Mrs. Weasley checking her watch every minute or so, they headed farther along the street in search of Weasley's Wizard Wheezes, the joke shop run by Fred and George.
We really haven't got too long, Mrs. Weasley said, so we'll just have a quick look around and then back to the car. We must be close. That's number 92, 94.
Whoa, said Ron, stopping in his tracks.